Last week, the Lord just started laying a lot of things on my heart to write down and to share with all of you today. I kind of wanted to do it last week, but as I was reading it to Glenn, I was bawling the whole time. So this week, it's going to go a little better, I think. So I called this the closing of Burning Bush Church. January 23rd, today, is our last service at 6522 South Division. The church has grown a lot in the last 5 years. While we were here, God had us build a strong foundation. We, the people, gave God freedom to move in this place. After all, it is His place. Each one of us has grown spiritually. We've met new people, new friends, a new way of thinking, a new start, a different path, but most of all, strengthened our trust in the Lord for what He did for us and what He's still doing. So I believe that this move must be God's timing. He is ready to take us on a new journey. Are we ready? One thing I have learned here is to be open to what God wants in our life. He already has it planned out if we listen and try our best to walk with Him daily. You must be disciplined in this because if you move without seeking Him, sometimes it doesn't turn out so great. So why not be sure that the choice you have made was what God wanted for you? It's so easy to do what we've always done, but to make that move or to make a change, why not give it to God? It is so much better, so much smoother, so much easier than our own choice would have been. When I was a baby Christian, I would pray when I needed help. I thought that's when God listened, but it was far from that. As I grew in Him, I began to notice that He was there beside me all the time. I finally was starting to know who I was in Him and who I was meant to be. I started to notice that I had a purpose on earth. And when you begin to seek Him in everything, read His word and pray before you move, it is a way better way of life. Just that little bit of time I would have spent with Him asking for help, He was right there. He always heard me, and you know what? He just stood there with His arms out, ready to kiss whatever boo-boo I had. He accepted that. Jesus is one person I can count on. He is always there, no matter what. I remember not liking much, or myself much, when I first started coming to Burning Bush. I didn't know who I was, just existing. I myself have learned so much in the past 5 years. I have never grown so much in my entire life. One big thing I remember was things I didn't like the day before. I was starting to like them now. God was working in me. It was because I was trying my best to walk with Him and talk with Him. It wasn't until 2007, when Glenn had a heart attack, that we truly became committed to doing God's will for us. About that time, He decided He had another plan. We had lost our home. Glenn lost part of his health. He couldn't work and do the things he used to do. We lost our jobs. We lost our home and gave away many material things because God told us to. But we still had our lives. So what were we complaining about? With Jesus directing our path, how can we go wrong? We can't because he is our shield and he goes before us in everything. Glenn and I grew by letting go and letting God. No matter how lost we are, he's right there for us to turn to. I personally give thanks every day for what I have, and that is how we all should live. Giving thanks to him daily, we have so much to be thankful for. He gave us life, he gave us our every breath, and we need to know exactly where that came from, our Father. So no matter how lost we are, he is right there waiting for us. Seek him, depend on him. He is the only way. I have a plaque on my wall at home. It says, "With him all things are possible." One thing I know for sure, I can walk from here knowing I am a much better person in Christ, and my faith is stronger than it has ever been. Praise God. Each and every one of you that came into the coffee bar, it was my pleasure to serve all of you as a community and as my friends. I'm so blessed that the Lord placed Glenn and I in a position to get to know you and to be able to show you Jesus. We will miss you at the Living Waters Coffee Bar, but I know the Lord is taking our faith to a new level, and we're on a new journey. Thank you for being so faithful of coming in and making our job possible. It was all God, and I thank him for the time we had at the coffee bar. There were many days Glenn and I had to lay down our own issues before we came in. I apologize if any of you saw the flesh in us. Many days we had to step back into God and let him direct our path for the day. We needed to check ourselves daily. But in all that, we grew. My prayer was daily that people could see Jesus in me. I have learned to love you all. And to all of our Burning Bush family, Glenn and I want to thank you for helping Jesus make our job possible. We couldn't love you more. God bless you, all of you, outrageously. This is far from the end of Burning Bush Church and Living Waters. We just all need to pray, keep open minds, and seek him daily, because no matter what, where we meet, no matter where we meet or what it looks like, no one will get left behind. And guess what? He shows up wherever we are. Thank God for this building for 5 years. We've been blessed.